Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 20th of September. That's right. I said the 20th of September. Where did September, September went? It's flown by, honestly, like the rest of this year. And it's good to be with you tonight here on the Miracle Man Show, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning into the program. I'm just so grateful to God that you've made that determination to tune into this broadcast and hear about, you know, the word of the Lord and hear about, you know, the miracles of God. And so it's an awesome thing. It's good to be with you. And I do want to apologize for last night. We had gotten busy with some things. I moved into a new townhouse yesterday, and I like it. I enjoy it. I really do really enjoy it. Still at the same complex that I was at before, but I'm in a townhouse and not upstairs. But it's good to be back with you tonight. So, about the Ministry of Helps conference, which was last week, in fact. To quote Dr. Barclay from last week, the most important message other than the message of salvation just might be the Ministry of Helps. Because the truth is, every Christian everywhere is called to the Ministry of Helps at some capacity. If you were not called to be a pulpiteer, you know, preaching in the pulpit in a local church, then you are called to the Ministry of Helps in some respect, which could involve even you know, helping your pastor, being an armor bearer. An armor bearer. An armor bearer is someone who bears armor, like helps the pastor. Like Dr. Barclay has armor bearers, for example. And, you know, there's different elements to running a service, you know, that have sound, you know. It's always nice to have music. Yeah, anointed music at that, anointed worship, praise God. And children's church, workers, security, ushers, deacons, and other things. And so it's really cool. It was a great conference, great things spoken. I really enjoyed having Phil Driscoll Thursday night, and he spoke a great word over me. He told me specifically to, you know, to relax, to watch God be God, and that my miracle is coming, and that I will have a testimony to tell people about, a big testimony to tell people about. And I felt, that made me feel so great when he told me that. And yeah, he was going to tell me whatever he felt in the spirit he was going to tell me. I'm sure he wasn't going to tell me that just because it might have not been what I wanted to hear. Even though it did make me feel good. But obviously he wasn't going to do it just to make me feel good. Even though it made me feel great. Because I've always trusted. I keep trusting. I even have a sign in my house. And it says, "I walk by faith, not by sight." A sign. And that's great. So it's a sign to those who walk into my house. And so it's a neat thing, even if my neighbors were to somehow see it. And so it's a really great thing. So in the mornings of the conference, he had different ones of different ministers from my local church, Living Word, speak. And then the other evenings, other than Thursday night, obviously Dr. Buckley took over. And so it was fantastic. And I had a good time with it. And then we have near the end of the show, we have a lot of sports to get to, and I will let you know what happened in the world of football. So it'll be a very rare Tuesday night edition of Football Central. Not something we usually do, but tonight we are. So I look forward to doing that when the time comes to do it this evening. And then tomorrow night, of course, we will have my predictions. And of course, I will let you know tonight, how did I do on last week's predictions? Now, I did not do a live show which involved a Football Central with predictions. So for that, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go based on who I felt was going to win the different games and take that against, you know, how did we actually do? Like, how did I feel? And then who won? So that's what I meant when I said, how do I feel? Like, who did I think was going to win the game? Okay. So we will have that live later on. And another thing. I'm at Preacher Man's this weekend, and I mean, on Friday, and that was a blessing. We talked about some things. And I will just say this. Stuff is happening. And I'm excited. Are you hearing music or is it just me? And so, we're just going to keep on keeping on, as they say, which is what we should be doing. And so, North American International Auto Show is going on live now in downtown Detroit. You say, Miracle Man, did you go yet? No. The plan right now is that I'm going to go Friday. Take a look, kind of see, you know, what's all there car-wise. And I would just use this moment, only because I'm talking about cars right now, to say this. Couple of my personal opinions on cars. One, if you're an American looking to buy a Toyota car, I would say this. Any car, really, but Toyota. Think about, what do you really want? Is that console, middle console, really important to me? Because my friend, who's here right now, who has a Toyota right now that she's driving, I was in it with her. That console that's supposed to be in the middle won't even open. And it's this Toyota minivan. It's this Toyota van. All the American cars that I've been in, you know, they have the consoles, you can use them. Hashtag USA for the win. I know some people might say, well, my Toyota or my Honda, you know, has this many miles on it, you know, 300K or 250K, whatever, and it's still running just fine. Yeah, but you don't have the consoles. Yeah, but your key. Yeah, but the seat, the seats that you sit on might be very, 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 very uncomfortable. Her car's not like that, but I've been in a couple Toyotas where the seats were extremely uncomfortable. Now about the EVs, electric vehicles. Are they always better for the environment? Not always. One of the things is they are using electricity. And electricity, of course, isn't all bad. These electric batteries, these batteries for our electric cars are so much bigger than the ones for our internal combustion engine cars. Those batteries are much bigger. And when those batteries run out, when their use is up, where is the battery going to go? The ocean somewhere? Where's it going to go? Is it going to be able to be recycled or not? And while I'm on this whole thing of save the planet,
we've got to save the planet for our generations and generations and for all these, you know, all these, blah, 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 let's save the squirrels and all the blah, blah, blah. Guess what?
Pastor showed someone the CEU, you know, someone was talking to him about something, and he said, look, and he was saying, you know, let me see, give me a second, I'll find something for you, I got something for you. And then he yells out, God is going to destroy the earth and everything on it. You know, after the tribulation and that, God is going to destroy the earth. Now I get being stewards of the environment and stuff, but we're not going to be able to save it forever because God's going to destroy it. Yeah, he will. Dr. Barclay has proven it. There's proof in the Bible. Not just, it's from the Bible. It's not just Dr. Barclay.
Hey, Miracle Man.
So, yes?
This is the Preacher
Yes,
Man.
Preacher Man. Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm back in North
yes.
Dakota, though.
Okay, so that means it's going to start getting colder. Sooner rather
I like
than later.
That.
It's going
like
to start
that
getting colder.
She was just saying, what she was just saying about the earth, and we can't destroy it, God's going to?
Yeah, it's like, not only can we not destroy it, but why would we just all totally try to save it when after all God's going to destroy it?
Psalm
God is going to destroy
1.
It.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Yep, he's going to destroy it, whether we think so or not. There's nothing man can do to stop him from destroying it, because he's going to destroy it.
Yes, he is.
And so, because someone was asking him something, you know, Dr. Buckley, something, you know, about the environment and that, and he's like, you know, save the fish, save the seals, save the this, save the... And they're like, yeah, I can guess. But at the same time, it's like, God is going to destroy the earth because he is. And when you're in the last days, that's when you realize, you know, he's going to destroy it. Just like what happened to Sodom, that's what's going to happen to the earth. He's going to destroy it.
And it won't be by a missile.
It's not going to be a missile. It's going to be his own. His own. So it's not like any of this, like, made-up stuff. He's going to. It's in the Bible. So now, praise God. And so, listeners, I want to remind you about my book, Rivers of Miracles. It talks about how to be a part of the Miracle Man. It talks about the story of my life and how great God has been, how even though I went through a lot of things, those of us who go through life on earth, let me tell you something. And Preacher Man, you know this too. We are not going to go through life on earth and not go through some stuff. We're all going to go through some stuff. We might even have to deal with some giants. And I want to know that you know something that I've heard before? No giant, no champion. No
yeah.
giant, no champion. What about Sam? I'm talking to him too. So that's what I was. I'm gonna sing a couple songs now. So now I want to get into a couple of songs. He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. Our Godhead, three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. This is my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Oh, we'll sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, there's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. In your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, that my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Oh, the glory. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come Thank before you. You tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for every listener that has tuned into this broadcast tonight. For every soul that will hear this broadcast later, thank you that you are here with us. You're anointing us. That your anointing is upon us. The anointing to make it through the last days.
Thank you.
Because as we know, it takes your anointing to live today, Lord. And I thank you that that anointing is upon us.
It's upon
your
Amen.
Anointing. I thank you, Master, that we would walk in your divine anointing for us, the anointing that we that you have for us, Holy Spirit. And that those that are not filled with your Spirit that are listening, may they be filled with it. And may there be one Spirit. There is one Spirit allowed to operate in their lives. It is your Spirit, Jesus, the Spirit of the Most High God, and that they will operate in that Spirit and not in these other spirits, and that any curse that tries to come near them will fall to naught because you are with them. Thank you that you are with us tonight. I thank you for our time tonight in the Word of God as I'm about to open up the Scriptures. And I thank you that these listeners have ears ready to hear the Word, and that they will not only hear this Word with their ears, but they'll understand it with their minds and get it in their heart, and that they will then do this Word. They will do this Word. Do it. Because it's one thing, Lord, to hear it. It's another thing to understand it. But it's a whole other thing to do it. Live by it. Now, this Bible is the key, the great key to life. And I thank you, Master, that for that tonight, that they will hear, not only hear the Word, but they'll do the Word, and that they will be able to share with others, you know, about you, about what you've done. And now, Master, I make my confession over this program. I thank you for sponsors and partners coming into this program. I thank you for finances coming in. I thank you for increases in listenership coming. Thank you, Jesus, for more countries. Thank you, Jesus, the Muslims are hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank you that people listening for these countries like Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan and these other places, may they turn to you, Jesus. May they turn to you and turn away from those other Muslim gods that they worship that aren't even the true God, that they will worship you instead in your name. And I thank you, Master, for that. And now I make this Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what the
Amen.
Word says I am.
I have
what the Word says I have.
I can do
what the Word says I can do.
This Bible
is more than a storybook to me.
It's more than a history book to me.
It's more than a religious book to me.
It's more than a religious book to me.
Tonight, I am a believer.
Tonight,
there,
I am a believer.
Therefore, I am a receiver.
Therefore, I'm a receiver.
And I do believe that I will receive.
I will receive.
Absolutely everything that God has for me tonight.
God has for me tonight.
Praise God. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 2 Timothy 3. Praise God. 2 Timothy. And we're going to start with verse 1 of 2 Timothy 3. We're just going to see what all the Lord has for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And this chapter, it's actually kind of cool. It's actually called Godliness in the Last Days. And we're living in the last days. So I'm going to start with verse 1. And it says here, but mark this. Another way we could say that today is write this down. Now he says, write this down. In quotation, and then it says, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Got a whole lot of that going on. lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous. And by the way, folks, that's not just talking about that driver that cut you off, if you're driving right now. That's not talking about that driver that just cut you off. Treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Uh-oh. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And then it says this here. Have nothing to do with them. Verse 6. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins, and they are swayed by all kinds of evil desires. Always learning, but never able to acknowledge the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men oppose the truth. Men with depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case with these men, their folly will be clear to everyone. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me, Antioch, and then it says Iconium and Lystra, the persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from a few of them. Oh, I'm sorry, listeners. I'm sorry. Oh, and it says, persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from how many of them? All of them. All. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Well, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned. You have become convinced of, because you know these from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise, for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Let's look at chapter 4, and then, man, I got some things to say about this previous chapter. Man, do I got some things to say. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Oh, my goodness! Yep, what their own itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth, and they will turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship. In the word of an evangelist, to charge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness. The Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance. So, we have read some powerful stuff tonight. First, it tells us, you know, kinds of people that we should, you know, stay clear of. You know, those who love themselves more than they love money. I mean, love themselves more than they love God. Those who love, you know, money more than God. You know, those people who are, it says that in the last days, people will be disobedient to parents and all, you know, all this stuff. They will be abusive. They will be, they'll even call good evil and evil good. Oh, my, do we have that going on now or what? And all this kind of stuff that we got going on. Timothy wrote about it. It was from the book of Timothy. Timothy. To Timothy. And he was saying there, you know, turn away from those people. And then, after that, let's look at everything else he was saying. The one I am in control over, we never able to acknowledge the truth. They're rejected. And then it says, and then Paul is telling Timothy, you know, keep on in your patience. Keep enduring, you know, and he tells Timothy, you know, now people will be living this certain way, you know. There'll be a lot of people who will be continuing to live this certain way. But he says, now, Timothy, don't you fall for that. Don't you fall for that. Just keep on doing, preaching what you've been preaching. Just keep on keeping on, as they say. You know, keep on, you know, preaching the word of God. And then he says something powerful. Those who live godly will face persecution, not those who live ungodly. Now, those of us who live in America, we haven't been persecuted all that much. Not all that heavy. And so, and so, but don't you be one of these people that God says to stay away from. Don't you fall away. We shouldn't be falling away, you know, becoming lovers of ourselves more than lovers of God, you know, lovers of turning away from fables, turning to fables rather than turning to the truth. Folks, this is why you have to watch who you're listening to. You know, what's your pastor saying? Is he giving the true, uncompromised word of God? Or is he starting to show some compromise? Is he starting to water, he or she starting to water things down? Are they starting to scratch your itch? Are they starting to tell you what your itchy little ears want to hear? They said people would gather for that. Oh, we've been having that go on for a little while in this country, for like 15, 18, 20 years. I mean, we used to have it before that, but not like we've had. Where, you know, it's about a light show and all that, and it's more about a light show and not so much about God. That it's okay if you drink, but you don't get drunk, and all this kind of stuff. Scratch your itch, tickle your ear. Don't fall for this stuff. And this is why, folks, we need to stick with the Word of God. I have determined to stick with the Word of God and to not be led astray, not be swayed by Amen. Someone else's. I refuse to let myself to be swayed by someone else's messed up doctrines, messed up, you know, anti-God, anti-Bible beliefs. Because in the end, that's not going to help you. Because we are blood washed, blood bought, born again, fire baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what we are. And as I say, the Bible said, Timothy, you know, in Timothy, that those who live godly get persecuted, not those who live ungodly. And he says, you know, how people will be in the last days. And he mentions all those different things. They'll be lovers of themselves. They will, of course, be disobedient to their parents. They'll be lovers of themselves. They'll be lovers of, you know, all these different things. They'll be slanderers. They'll be brutal. You know, they'll be abusive. They'll be, you know, greedy. That could mean, you know, and all that stuff that we as Christians don't have to fall for. And then he charged Timothy, you know, love, rebuke, you know, those who need it. And sometimes we need that. No correction doesn't always feel good. Usually it doesn't. But I choose to receive it when I get it. Even though sometimes it can hit like, huh? Really? Like I've been doing that? Like that's what I've been doing that I shouldn't be? Really? And then you fix it. But you see, that's what love does. Love corrects. Love, you know, that's, you know, it sometimes has to give rebuke. And so if your pastor says something that doesn't exactly tickle your ear, then don't get all mad at him for it. If he's giving you the real, uncompromised word of God, you should be thankful to God. If your pastor's, you know, born again, spirit-filled, you know, walks the walk, talks the talk, don't be mad at him for it. Thank God for it. Because I thank God for my pastor. He hasn't led me the wrong way. And those pastors who don't teach the uncompromised word of God, you know, and say that tithe isn't for today, why do we even need to tithe? You know, why does it even matter how we live? They're going to give an account to God for that. Yeah, they are. Believers are going to give an account to God. I know I'm going to give my account to God, and I plan for God to be proud of me and for him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now, you talk about Matthew with the talents, Matthew 25, where it talks about the talents. One man gets 5 talents. Another man gets 2 talents. The other man gets 1 talent. Now, the one with the 5 talents goes, puts them to work, and he, you know, he's faithful to his master, follows all the rules, does everything he's supposed to do. The master says, You've been faithful with a few things. I am going to put you in charge of many things. Come share your master's happiness. Next up, he goes to the man who has... Next up, the man with two talents. Even though he only has two and the other has five, you know, it's based on his abilities, and he didn't go... He could have been like the one who got the one and been like, oh, I only got two talents. I only got two. Well, that other guy's got five. What's the deal? That's what he could have done. But he didn't. He went, put the two talents to work, and did everything the master told him to do, and gained two more. Master says, again, just like the one with the five, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with many things. I put you in charge of, you've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. The last guy, the one with the one talent, he knows that his master is a hard man, gathering, reaping where he hadn't sown, gathering where he hadn't scattered seed. He's afraid. He hides the talent in the ground. He hid the money. Master comes back. He says, like, what happened? The man explains what happens. He gets thrown out into the darkness. And he says, take that talent away. Give it to the one who has the 10. So then he ends up with 11. The other guy has 4. But that other guy, thrown out into the darkness, no talents. None. Because he abused it. He hid it in the ground. It's going to be like what's going to happen to us with God when we give our account. I want Jesus to say about River Shukla, the miracle man, I want him to say to me, well done, River Shukla.
Amen.
You know, I gave you told you these things to do, these people to reach, and you did what I asked you to do. I don't want him to say, you didn't follow me. You didn't do any of what I asked you to do. You were afraid of me. You wouldn't tell anybody about me. You went when it was convenient for you. And that was all you ever went. You were lazy. You were sloppy. That's not what I plan to hear him say about me. I want him to say, you know, you did.
Amen.
The things that I called you to do. Because we are going to give an account to Jesus for our life, for how we live. And in these last days, and, of course, in the last days, with all those certain people that we read about, takes anointing to live because we got these people living in our midst. And God can help us because all things are possible with God on our side. You know, because there's things, you know, that for man is impossible, but not God. I even have a t-shirt that says, but God. On the back of it, it says, but God. It's one of those invasion shirts. I love it that it says, that on the back it says, but God. Like all this happened, but God. And you know something else I like to say in my life? If I'm not dead yet, Tom's still alive. Jesus isn't done.
Amen.
In our book that was written about me. I don't call it my mom's book. I like to call it our book, my book. It says, heal him or take him home. Heal him or take him home. Something my mom had said over me and prayed. Guess what? I haven't gone home yet. I haven't gone to be with Jesus yet. I haven't gotten my promotion to be with heaven yet. So that means that God has a plan for me to be healed. That's part of what Phil Driscoll said to me the other night, listeners. He said that my miracle was coming. He said, relax. Let God be God. Let God be God. I'm not worried about it. What I'm doing instead of worrying, I've continued to just trust in him. And I just continue to believe him because I know that God created me for such a time as this. Because did you know, preacher man, you were created for such a time as this?
Come on, preach at me a little bit.
We were all created. Every one of us listeners, if you're alive, you were created for this time. Not for 30 years ago, not for 50, not for 60, 70, 80. Not for 80 years from now either, 100. You were created for now. Now.
Amen.
In these last days, to walk out these last days, to be a light unto the darkness of the last days. We were created for now. In the face of all those people that we read about tonight. And don't get all afraid just because you got persecuted. I didn't like what those people said about me. Do you still read your Bible and pray and all that? Do you still do all the? Well, I used to, but then people started persecuting me. So, in other countries, people get persecuted. Like India, where my dad was back in May, people get persecuted in India for being Christians.
Yeah.
People die over it. In America, you'll get like dirty looks, maybe a bird, some things like that, but not like what you get in some of these other countries. But in a way, like when you get persecuted, that almost means like more blessing for you. Because they're not getting it. Blessing they're not getting because they're just reaping up more hardship for themselves. And it'll be heaped up upon them. But it means for us, it'll be heaped up on us, blessings from the Lord. Just like what we read about tonight with the guy with the one talent. He lost his talent. He had hit it in the ground, and he said to the mass, you know, give it to the one who had the 10. So the one who had the 10 lost him. One who had the one lost it. The one who had the 10 got another one. Excuse me. The one who had the 10 did not lose them. The one with the 1 did. And I want God to say about me, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I plan on hearing Jesus say in my life over me. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Master, for these listeners. Thank you for this word tonight, for in these last days. Thank you that these people will take it to heart and that they would be the light into the darkness, that they would not turn their ears to fables, or turn to myths. You know, turn to false gods. But that they would instead turn to you, the true, the living God, the God who can do all things, makes all things work together for our good. Thank you, Master, that you are healing everybody right now, represented tonight, every mind. You know what every person has need of, and I thank you that you are meeting their needs right now, tonight. Whatever that those needs might be, whether they're something personal, maybe relationship-wise, maybe it's something financial, maybe it's something, you know, I don't know what everybody's situation is, but I speak peace to these storms right now that are raging against us. And I thank you for that right now. Because you are the God who heals, you're the God who delivers, and you're the God who fixes all things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, since I was not live last night, listeners, that means I have, you know, some, yeah?
Brother Miracle Man, I got to check on out, man. I'm getting ready to start my own program here, but just want you to know it's good to be with you, and I bless you and all the listeners, and glory be to God.
Amen.
I'll check back
amen.
In with you again soon.
Amen. Thank you so much, Preacher Man.
Love you.
Love you, too. God bless you. Right. Amen. Now, you know, listeners, it's always a great thing when we have a guest on with us. It's always a great thing when Preacher Man comes in and, you know, hangs out with us and kind of hears me and kind of amens me, and maybe I ask him what he wants to say a little bit, or, but, you know, whatever, you know. And I thank God, you know, for people like him. I thank God for him. Amen. He's the one who helped me get all this started. Praise God. So I thank God for him. Now, in terms of sports, start with high school from last week, Friday, from the cornfield in Auburn. Bay City Western did something they had never done before. They put up 70 points on that scoreboard. 70 points. 70. 7-0, not 17. They put up 70 points, racked up over 600 yards of offense. They would have huge strikes of many, many, many yards, like 50, 60 yards plus for touchdowns. They would beat Dalhousie by a score of 70-41. Now Dow scored first to make it 6-0. A couple minutes into the game. But it was Western who would win the game. So that's how it was with that game. My honest prediction was that Western would, in fact, beat Dow. They did. Did I think it was going to be a whole lot closer? Yes. I also thought it would have been a lot lower scoring, like in the 20s again, like the Western, like the Dow Central game. But I figured it would have been a bit closer than that, like 28-26, for example. Figured it would have been something like Western 28, Dow 26 is what I would have figured. Midland versus Bay City Central was at Midland Community Stadium Friday night. And Midland romped the Wolves 49-12. At one point, it was 49-6. But then Central got a touchdown. But 49-12, that's not bad for Midland. 49-12 after a 56-15 win previous week. Now, Coach Mettner has said for Midland in the past, each week Midland should be working to get better. They should be working at getting better every week. Every week, try to do something to get better. You know, focus on getting better. Get better, get better, get better. Try to get better. Well, I can say this. In at least one area per week, they found a way to get better. An example. First week, they scored 27 points. Second week, 29 points. Now the first week they would give up 21. The next week they would give up 51. But at least they had improved on offense. Another example. Last 2 weeks. How about scoring, you know, how about that defense? The week after that game where they gave up 51 points to Mount Pleasant, they gave up 15 to Carmen Ainsworth, and then this past week only 12 to Bay City Central. Now that's relatively similar, but you still go, okay, that's an improvement. You're still getting better in one area. Now, they didn't score as many points this week as they did last week, but obviously, you're not going to score more points every single game. You know? But and over 200 yards rushing. On a Midland High football group I'm in, you know, they had on Facebook, the head admin said he hadn't seen the Midland Chemic defense play this good in a couple of years. So we're getting better. We're 3-1. We won 3 games already. We only won 2 last year. In the AP poll, Associated Press poll, Division II, Midland is close to being ranked in the top 10. After only winning 2 games last year. Now they're 3-1. They have to take on Traverse City Central on Friday in Traverse City. Dow hosts Traverse City West, a team who has been falling way behind, not doing well at all this year. These are games that I will pick tomorrow night. Michigan, for college football, Michigan. Huge win over UConn. I don't know why they're scheduling all these high school teams right now. So-called high school. I mean, teams that aren't that great necessarily. They're not USC, they're not Notre Dame, they're not Georgia, Alabama, Florida, teams like that. Oklahoma. But obviously you have to play some easy games, and then it's always great to play at least one tough game before your Big Ten schedule starts. And so, Michigan looks great in most areas. They are the highest scoring offense so far, but part of it, I think, is the opponents they've been playing. Michigan State, 36-28 loss to Washington at Washington on Saturday. Now the Lions, major win, 36-27. Lions beat the Commanders at Ford Field. Even though they were shorthanded, they got it done. I was proud of them. They're 1-1. Didn't have to wait till week 13 to get the first win of the season. So this feels so much better. So I feel like we're trying to find ways to get things done. Hopefully we can. Hashtag one pride. The Lions. Get that roar into Ford Field again. Keep that roar going. Because I like hearing the Lions game when that Ford Field is roaring. I like to hear that roar. Not the little, yeah. So, did I figure they would win? Yes. Bengals, another loss. As time expired, to the Cowboys. So, how did I do on predictions? I figured Western would beat Dow. They did. I figured Midland would beat Bay City Central. They did. I figured Michigan would crush Connecticut. They did. I figured Michigan State would beat Washington. That didn't happen. I figured the Lions would beat the Commanders. Yes, they did. And then finally, I figured the Bengals would beat the Cowboys. 4-6. Still pretty good. Not horrible. We'll be back with more predictions tomorrow for this weekend's games. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.